It have to be full justice, no doubt about it. We won't give up till we get full justice. So it's going in the right direction, I'll say, but yeah, the bit far from justice, yes.
And talk to us about getting this honour. Were you aware that you were going to get the OBE?
No, it came as a shock to me, actually. I wasn't expecting it. Came as a shock.
Now, Seema, I think it's probably worth reminding our viewers of your story and what happened when you were convicted over the Horizon scandal. Just take us through what happened, because you were sent to prison, weren't you?
Correct, yeah. I pleaded not guilty for theft charges. Why should I? I lost the case in 2010 on my eldest son's 10th birthday, and being 8 weeks pregnant, I was sentenced for 15-month imprisonment.
While pregnant. I mean, that's the thing that always amazes me about that particular conviction. But you kept fighting, and now all this time on. You don't feel like you've been given full justice, though, yet.
Not yet. No. I say like we're probably on the right road, but like, yeah, there's still full justice will be full and final compensation for each every victim and a proper accountability. That's mean each and every single person who was responsible for the scandal, the Royal Mail, Post Office, Register, when they have a heavy penalties and behind the bar, probably then we can say justice is served.
Let's do those two things separately then. In terms of the compensation, where are you personally with your compensation? And give us an idea about the other people and whether or not people have received compensation yet.
Yeah, I received some interim payments, but still no full and final yet. But I know there are so many people still haven't received the interim payments as well, which is really hard, which is, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be that way.
Seema, do you mind telling us how much you've received as an interim payment and how much you're expecting as a full payment?
I don't know the full payment, how much it will be. The accountants and the solicitors are working on it, so that time will tell.
Okay. And your interim payment?
Yeah, I received some interim payments.
Okay. And you talked about there being a justice for those that were involved, and you talked about people being put behind bars. Is that what you want to happen? You want to see what management, people involved at Fujitsu, sent to prison for their involvement in this?
Not just management, each and every single person who was responsible for the scandal. Reason being, see, these scandals happened before us as well. And if they keep on happening, if we don't put a system right, they need to be punished. Otherwise, tomorrow will be a different organization doing the same thing. We don't want that to happen. So because the people hasn't been punished, these scandals are keep on happening. We need to put it stop somewhere. So definitely, Post Office can't get away with it for whatever they've done.
And you think
They
sending people
shouldn't
to
be.
yes, no, and again, and you think that sending people to prison for this will be the adequate punishment? I mean, many of them have said sorry, haven't they, for what happened?
Sorry, they're just saying sorry now because they're probably in the media and all that's become like a ritual, isn't it? But no, they could have done so much long time ago, but decided not to. So I'm sorry, I'm not accepting the sorry.
It's understandable. And look, you're an OBE now. You've taken it on. Have you been spoken to any of your other sub-postmaster colleagues who've got these awards? And what have you guys been saying to each other this morning?
Yeah, I've spoken to all of them. I've spoken to all of them. So we are very happy. So hopefully, fingers crossed, you know, this award will help us empower our fight for justice even more further.
Yeah, I mean, look, as I say, you and I have spoken quite a few times now, and you guys have become celebrities, and now you've got this award. This story is in the public consciousness, but do you want it to continue, people to continue thinking about it and continue talking about it until you feel like you've got the full justice that you deserve?
Of course, yes. You see, you know, the scandal has not, it's like, yeah, we got the awards, but like the scandal is not over yet. We are still fighting for full justice. And as a nation, yeah, definitely we need a full justice. We need answers. So that will be when the full justice is done, we can say that, you know, justice has been served.
Seema, you said it was a complete surprise. Just tell us about the process of being given one of these OBEs. Did you get a phone call, a letter in the post? Did someone come and deliver something to you?
No, I received an email. It came as a shock. I checked the email address. Was it a spam or was it like a proper, genuine email address? And then I received a phone call as well. So I was completely shocked. But then it took me like a couple of minutes to gather. So yeah, it is for real.